Hi, this is Honey from MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com. Today is Tuesday, September 7th, 2010. And my co-host this evening is...
Sater69. Sater69.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good for the most part.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. So, every time we record now, we say we're going to talk about our weekends, and then we get onto other topics, and we never talk about the weekends, or we wait too long to into the show to talk about the weekends.
And then get bored, yeah.
Exactly. So why don't you tell us what you did this weekend?
What I did this weekend, I was all cultured and shit. I went to the theater. One of our local theaters had an opening night of a restoration comedy called The Country Wife. And it was a pretty amazing show. It was really cool because they kept the original restoration text, but all the props were very modern.
Okay.
It was all set very modern. And then the costumes were so kick-ass. It's so hard to describe them on an audio venue, but imagine they were part restoration, part modern, and part, I will say, timeless. If you think Restoration Club Kids... That's the best way to describe it.
Doesn't that kind of throw you off then if it's a restoration kind of play and they have different costuming?
Well, you would think it would, but the costumer did such a good job because it's an overall effect for every single character that it just blends and you totally buy into it. So it gives it a restoration feel plus a modern feel at the same time. The Country Wife is one of those great plays that resonates to a modern audience with its themes and plot as it would for the restoration crowd. So it really does work.
Oh, okay. All right, so you enjoyed that. What else did you do?
And then yesterday I went to the movies and saw Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, was that good?
You know, I'm a big gamer, so it really was good. I was giggling my ass off. I had a couple skanky bitches in front of me. I try to be a really nice person, but these two were just foul, and they were rude and kind of ruining the movie for me. But them aside, the movie itself just laugh-tastic, and, well, it has Chris Evans, and he's one of my celebrity crushes, so it's all good.
Well, but now, did you say anything to them, to those girls in front of you?
Oh, I did. Yeah, we had a short, heated exchange where they were trying to make me to be the bad guy for their behavior. And they're like, if you don't shut up, we'll go get someone. I went, go ahead. I'll tell them everything you've done. And they quickly shut up and turned around and watched the movie.
Good. Good for you, because most people wouldn't say anything.
Oh, when it comes to me in movies, I get very confrontational if people are ruining my experience. It's... You know, I'm paying good money to see this movie. Shut up. If you want to talk to the screen, wait till it comes out on DVD and watch it at home.
That's true. See, and that's actually me. I don't like going to the theater anymore. I actually cannot remember the last movie I saw in the theater, so.
Well, you know, for me, it all depends on what the movie is. Some movies really do tend to be better on the big screen. In this case, I didn't actually buy the ticket. A friend really wanted me to see this movie. He thought I'd enjoy it, so he took me. But, you know, it's all the same. Somebody spent money to take me, so by God, I'm going to enjoy my money's worth.
Yeah, absolutely. Good for you. So in the movie, you said you're a big gamer, are the characters based on games?
No, the situation is. It's very funny. It's Scott Pilgrim has met the girl of his dreams, but he has to battle her seven evil exes. And it's all done video game style, where it's very, the whole over-the-top fight combos and very, it's hard to describe. It's just very fun to watch. They got the style of a live video game very well.
Okay, so if you're not a gamer, can you still enjoy the movie?
I think you would, because I think, you know, there's not a whole lot of in-jokes. You know, when he defeats a bad guy, the bad guy bursts into a bunch of coins. And a lot of people know that when you play video games, when you defeat the bad guy, they burst into coins and you pick up the coins.
Yeah, isn't that from Mario Kart or something?
Exactly.
Like that?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of elements that I think anybody could get. Plus, it's a funny movie, and there's some great situations in it that are non-gamer-esque, but still very funny.
Okay. So, well, I've seen the trailer for that, and it looked like a movie I thought I might enjoy. So now I'll have to watch it, because I think I can get it on Netflix streaming. Although, is it still in the theaters?
It's still in the theaters, yeah.
Oh, then not yet. Yeah, then not yet. Yeah. Cool.
And what did you do this weekend?
Well,
I'm going to guess you went and had some wine.
Yes, we did.
Can I say, before you begin, I went to myhoneywearsplaid.com. Your boyfriend is a cutie.
Have you not seen him before?
I don't think I've ever just really... maybe it's just that picture. Just he really stood out. It was a really good picture of him.
And the one where he's drinking the wine right there, the very like from Monday?
Yep, and I just looked at it and I went, woof.
Yeah, he's a honey. That's true. Yeah.
It's very true. You're a lucky man.
I guess I haven't posted a picture of him lately. Huh. Yes, I am very lucky. Very lucky that he still has me. anyway, yes. So this weekend, we started the weekend by going to Warrington, Virginia, and spending the night on Friday night in a hotel, a really nice hotel, because we were getting up at the crack of dawn on Saturday morning to harvest grapes at our favorite winery. And that's what we did probably half of Saturday. We helped the winery bring in 10 tons of grapes. There were about 80 people there, and we all harvested grapes. And it only took like about an hour and a half to harvest like 10 tons of grapes, which I thought was pretty amazing.
Now, do they pay you for that work?
No, they do not pay you. It's totally volunteer. But here's the thing. It's you just have a really good time. Like, the people are talking across the vine rows and stuff to each other. And they do give you a T-shirt at the end, and they do give you a barbecue lunch, cookout lunch, and all the wine you can drink while you're eating the cookout part. So,
okay, that's not too bad then.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. But it's just so much fun, and I like collecting the T-shirts. This was my sixth year doing it, so I have six different T-shirts. They make up a different T-shirt for each year with like a different saying on the back. And this year's saying is, you can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, but you have to be special to pick at Grey Ghost.
So, that's cute.
Yeah. So that's what we did most of Saturday. And then on the way home from there, we stopped at a winery, and that's the picture that you see on the website where we were stopping at a winery and tasting their wines. Then we came home and we took a nip and nap. We like our afternoon snuggles. We ended up snuggling for like 2 hours, and then got up and the boyfriend made some dinner. And what did we do in the evening? Now that I think about it, I don't remember. Saturday night.
You need to start writing these down to leave them by your computer.
No kidding. But I'm trying to think, did we watch, we watched TV, but I'm trying to think what we watched on TV. Oh, I made the boyfriend watch, was that last weekend? I can't remember now. I don't know what we did. I know we sat out on the balcony and watched the sunset for like hours. Maybe that's what we did. Maybe we just stayed outside and watched the sunset.
That sounds so romantic.
It was, yeah. And we were, enjoying a bottle of wine. It was very nice. And then Sunday morning, got up. Was it Sunday? Yeah, Sunday morning. Got up and made breakfast. And then the boyfriend left to go to his house because he, he is a spiritual person. So he went to his church. And then I met him at his house after church. And then I took my exotard, as the boyfriend calls it, it's nothing but shorts. And we took a big long walk around his neighborhood and stuff, and got a nice little workout. And the thing the weather was really nice. It was, the sun was out, but it wasn't blistering hot. It was only like about 80 degrees. Mm-hmm. So it was very comfortable to walk around and get a nice long, we probably walked 3 to 5 miles around his neighborhood. So we did that, and then came back to his house and had an afternoon snuggle again. And then he made dinner, and then we watched TV Sunday night, watching, there was like, I think it was, yeah, it was Sunday. We were watching the Marathon of Hoarders, I think, on A&E. Was that what it was? I'm starting to confuse myself now.
Yeah, they had a marathon this weekend. Oh, God, it's a guilty pleasure of a show, isn't it?
It is. I love it. I still have the new episodes started last night, and I watched one of them, but I have another one to watch on my DVR. So, yeah. So then Sunday night, we watched TV, as I said. Then Monday morning, got up, and what did we do? I don't think we did very much of anything. We went to lunch. I know that. And then after that, I came home because I had my shit to do to get ready for starting back to work today for the 24th year.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
By the way, you went to lunch?
Yesterday, yeah.
You're a bad gay man.
What's wrong with that?
Gay men only have brunch. I'm sorry.
No, we went to lunch. And it was funny because I tweeted a picture of a ketchup bottle in my Coke. And everybody said, "You're eating ketchup and Coke for lunch?" I had to tweet back saying, no, that's before the food came. I was just showing you that we were at a restaurant.
Speaking of hoarders, did you hear that story last week about the person who was found like 3 weeks after they died buried in their house?
No, where?
Oh, God. I should have looked this up. The police searched the house, and they classified it as a total hoarder's house, but they didn't find anything. And then 3 weeks later, the wife had died, the husband found the body buried under a pile of junk. Like, oh my God.
Oh, that's awful.
I was like, how can you go 3 weeks and not smell that body?
Well, because probably have so much other shit in the house smelling up, they probably can't tell the difference. Because those hoarders, I'm sorry, when I see that on TV and they've got like roaches running around and maggots and just, oh, so nasty. Their house has to reek of shit. I mean.
Oh, I was wrong. 4 months after she went missing, the body of Billie Jean James, 67, was found under piles of floor-to-ceiling clutter in her Las Vegas home.
4 months?
4 months.
Where did her husband think she was?
Well, he did report her missing, and the police had looked for her, and they couldn't find anything.
Oh, my gosh.
4 months.
That's terrible. But I love that hoarder show. I wish they would do follow-up shows more often, where they find out, a year later, did those people stick to their keeping their house clean, or did they go right back to hoarding?
They went right back to hoarding.
See, that's what I think, too.
I totally think they do.
Because some of those people are not going to change, no matter how much therapy you give them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of therapy, changing the topic here, I listened to Real Men Wear Pink this afternoon.
Did you?
And I was shocked to hear that you were a co-host on that show, too.
I didn't tell you.
No, you did. You did tell me that. But I'm like, oh, my God, this guy is getting around. He's being a little podcasting whore.
That's what I'm called, yes. No, JT asked me literally the same day you did. And I'm like, sure, I'll be glad. I didn't realize that. I thought he just wanted a one-time thing. I'm used to that. but I'm so happy to help out. In this show and that show, although they're both about guys wearing things, are totally different in their aspects. And I went, oh, I can have different personas for each show, so it'll all be good.
So you are going to be on a regular basis with him?
I do believe I am, yes.
Well, see, here's the thing. You're never going to need to do your own podcast because everything you'll talk about will be on all these other shows.
Well, the only thing is that I'm really not talking about some of the things I would talk about on my podcast. Like, no one's asking me about my love of hockey, and that's a big thing for me, or my role-playing games, which is a big thing. I talk very current events. With you, I'm kind of classy. And with him, I'm kind of trashy.
Classy.
And so I think that's a big difference. So that's, yeah. And I won't tell you that this week you'll get another feed of another show that asked me to be a guest host because their hosts were out sick.
And who was that? Tell us now.
Oh, I don't know. Don't quit your day job.
Oh, don't quit your day job. Wow.
They asked me to come in. I said, sure, I'll be glad to help for a night.
Do you know when that's coming out?
I think Melanie puts them out on like Tuesdays or Wednesdays, I think.
Okay, because I still listen to their show, so I'll hear you.
And I might mention you might want to listen to Foul Monkeys as well.
Oh, yes. I actually heard you on Foul Monkeys, too. You and the guy who does Brain Hammer?
Larry Q. Sledge. Yeah.
Is his name really Larry?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, so another Larry.
Yeah, like there's not enough in the Pride 48 community.
Yeah, actually, I was listening to, I don't know if you were listening to it, or maybe you were on it, I don't know, on, because there were so many people on it, I don't remember. Last night, Wes Stone was doing a live podcast on Pride 48 called, Oh, God. It was like a marathon thing, like the Jerry Lewis telethon, but like a marathon.
I heard about that, but I was out of the house all day yesterday.
Okay. Well, Larry Vader was on there. Q Sledge was on there. Did Daniel Brewer come on for a couple minutes, I think? I don't remember. But I was listening to that, and that's where I heard about Brainhammer. So I went to his site. Now I have his podcast to listen to. And I became quickly familiar with that guy because I said in the chat room, who is Wes talking to? Because I didn't recognize his voice at all, and so now I know. So
I'm on episode 4 right now. I've listened to the first 3. It's pretty nice.
Okay, cool. So
and I might also mention that on Foul Monkeys, Taylor the Latte Boy from Pod Is My Co-Pilot was on.
That's right. Yes, he was.
And I got to tell you, Taylor is the funniest motherfucker on the face of this planet.
And it's all natural. He doesn't write any of that stuff out. It just comes out naturally.
He is just a funny, funny person. I was, by the end of the second show, I was in tears. I was laughing so hard, I was in tears.
Yeah, he's good. He's very good. Okay, so let's count this up. My Honey Wears Plaid.
Yeah.
Real Men Wear Pink.
Yeah.
Foul Monkeys.
Yeah.
Don't Quit Your Day Job.
Yeah.
And there's another one that's going to be coming out at some point, right?
That would be with Mr. Pat Geick, if we can ever work it out. It's a theatrical podcast called, and you won't believe this hasn't been taken, The Pod Couple.
Well, interestingly, because I think you and I talked about that after our last show.
Yes.
But it hadn't come out, like, publicly yet.
While we recorded Don't Quit Your Day Job, Pat mentioned it publicly, so I went, okay, I can talk about it now.
Okay, good, okay. Yeah, that's going to be a great one. The Pod Couple. I love that.
The Pod. And it's mainly us talking about our two theater careers.
Right.
Over there in Illinois and me in California.
Illinois. Yes. So that's 5, if I count correctly. That's like 5 podcasts you're guesting on or co-hosting on.
It might be, yes.
So seriously, you don't even need to do your own show.
And let's not forget the audio booths.
Oh, yeah, the audio booths, which, by the way, I have stopped listening to. Do you know why? Because for some reason they've gotten popular again, and anybody who tags at Pride 48, I'm getting a whole bunch to listen to, and I don't have time to listen to them.
Are you really? See, I'm not. Oh, well. See, I don't do the Pride 48 tag. I follow people, and I just follow the people who I listen to. No.
Okay, because I was getting all yours through the Pride 48 tag, I thought.
You might have. I didn't know other people were doing Pride 48. Now I'll have to hunt them down.
Yeah, because you could subscribe to just the feed of anybody who tags at Pride 48, and that's what I was doing, and there was getting to be a whole bunch, so I said, I'm just going to go back to podcasts. So.
Is there really? Because as far as I know, there's just me and Donna Sugars, and then every once in a while somebody else will pop one, Twinkle Boy, but everyone else will do one occasionally.
Nessa did one there for a while, and...
Once she got Hello Nessa going, she kind of forsook.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
Well, it's mainly just me and Donna Sugars for the most part, I've noticed. But I'm going to go check a Pride 48.
Well, tag. You know, Donna Sugars has her own podcast, too.
I did. I started listening to it.
Okay, it's like Billy the Homo or something?
No, the BigSillyHomo.com.
BigSillyHomo.com, that's it, yeah. I knew it was something like that.
I play WoW with her, World of Warcraft.
Okay, there's the whole gaming thing that I don't get, but okay. But now I did want to talk about a tweet that you had just a little while ago when you said actually
before you bring that up.
Okay,
I want to ask you a question.
All right,
because I've often known that you and your boyfriend goes to church on Sundays. Do you ever go with him?
Never.
Never at all.
Never. No.
Okay. Now go ahead and talk about the tweet.
The tweet you did, literally, it was 22 minutes ago. This is what you wrote. What's happened to Florida? This insane preacher wants to burn a Koran. Makes me want to attend just so I can burn a Bible in defense. Idiots. Now, that tweet brings up my questions for you about religion, because we have not talked about...
We haven't.
...much about religion, and I'm wondering, one, are you a religious person...
I have a very deep set faith in a higher power, yes.
A higher power being a god?
We can call him a god, sure. God okay. works.
Is it somebody who needs to be worshipped?
No.
Okay, very good. That's good. So then this god could actually just be a force.
Yeah, it's a, for me, it's a higher power. Okay. I have always been. I don't like organized religion per se. I belong to a church, and I don't go to church as often as I should, mainly because usually I've been working Saturday night, so going to bed at 7 a.m. and having to get up at 10 a.m. for church, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But now I'm off on Saturday night, so I've been tending to go more often. But I have a very deep set faith in a higher power that is here to guide us and watch over us. Now, I would not classify myself as a classic Christian, but it's just a belief in something that is there watching over us.
Okay. And do they help dictate how things are going to go?
Well, you know, we do study the Bible. It is one of the teachings that we go over. But at the same time, you know, the Quran, although I've never read it, I'm sure has religious truth in it, just like the Torah does. And the thought that he is going to burn something that is sacred to people just infuriates me.
You know, even though I'm not a religious person, the idea that he's going to burn another religion's sacred book is actually very upsetting to me as well, because that's total lack of respect for other religions. He thinks his religion is above all else.
Well, he has catapulted himself, in my opinion, right next to Fred Phelps.
Definitely.
In the God Hates Fags church. You cannot base your religion on hate. That is not, well, it's not what the New Testament is about. I guess the Old Testament, yeah, I guess you could have, because God was a very vengeful, wrathful God in the Old Testament. But the teachings of Jesus are not about hate. They are about love. And it just, I just can't understand where he's coming from on this.
But here's on the completely other side of the argument. He has the right to do it, right?
Yes, he does. Okay. Although he doesn't have a right to do it, he has to. I love this. He has to buy a fire right permit to do it.
Oh, you're kidding!
and they will not sell him one. So while he has the rights to do it, he doesn't have the right to do it.
You're kidding! So he doesn't have the proper.
Doesn't have a permit for it for what he's planning on the 11th.
Oh my gosh! So he will be breaking a law then.
He very possibly.
Wow, I didn't know that part of it.
Now, I'm hoping he is just making a publicity plea and will come to his senses and not do it.
Well, he was on the evening news tonight. They had him on ABC Evening News. And they went to his church on Sunday, or maybe it was yesterday. There were less than 30 people in the congregation. So he doesn't have a large... following.
Job.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's the whole respect thing. I respect people's right to have a religion, and I don't, you know, I don't have to believe the same way they believe. And I may believe that, you know, that you're silly for believing in a God, but you have that right to do that. And he does have the right to burn the Quran, but I just think it's disrespectful.
Well, and I don't want people to think that I'm disrespecting the Bible by what my tweet says. I have a high respect for the Bible, but by God, if he's going to burn one religious text, I'm going to burn another to try to counter it.
Well, and the thing is, how do you think he would respond if you were to say, that's fine, and here right next to you, I'm going to burn Bibles? Wouldn't he be offended by that?
Well, he says that, I read this article where he says everyone has the right, they can even burn the Bible if they want. So... I don't think he cares. I think he's just trying to stir the shit pot, you know?
Well, he certainly has, because did you see today the Pope even said something about it? And all these... Did you just snort?
I did.
All these religious figures today were condemning him for it and, you know, urging him not to cause this, because it will cause harm to our troops over in the Middle East.
I truly believe it will, yes. I truly believe it will.
Yeah.
But I just hope he comes to his senses, because... He should have more respect, especially if he wants to truly be a man of God. Then, hold on. Before I go on that, you were talking about everybody's right to religion. I don't believe in religion. I believe in faith. I think almost every human being has some spark of a deep-set faith in something. I don't know what it is for everybody. And for me, faith is like a cake. Everyone has a bit. The frosting is religion. You can take a piece of cake and frost it a million different ways, but when you cut into it, it's still the same cake, basically. And that's what those are my views. I believe in the cake, not the frosting.
I believe in science.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Science. I don't think there's anything wrong with science.
Well, science is what proves everything.
Yeah, but some things you can't necessarily prove. They just are.
Clearly, you can't prove that there's a God.
No, you can't. And you can't prove in... I mean, don't get me wrong. I love science, too. But sometimes... You know, I'll go back to Shakespeare, since I'm an actor. And the line from Hamlet... There are more things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. And I truly believe in that statement.
Listen to you all smart.
Wait. I'm shallow, damn it.
Well, here's the thing. I know that you're not that smart because I beat your ass in crank today.
Oh, God, you did.
I might even be number one. I need to check the scores, the stats.
Number one on my list.
How many friends do you have on your list?
Oh, God. I've lost count. I have over 20, over 30 now.
Well, I was going to say, it tells you how many. It says of how many who are playing today.
Well, that's the thing. Not everybody plays every day.
Okay. I have, I have 30-some, too. But only 14 so far have played today. And I'm number one. Yay. I love
being. Of course you are.
And you're number two.
And... I'll also add you're beating me in words with friends as well.
Well, you know, over the three-day
weekend. If that is indeed you playing.
Well, I was just going to say, over the three-day weekend, I was with the boyfriend, so he was playing the game. Although he got mad at me. He goes, you're playing this game because you set up this board all screwed up and you left all these, you know, hard letters. So he made me play one or two games just because he didn't want to have to deal with it.
And I will have you know, in the past 2 weeks, I have not quit a single game.
Good for you.
Well, the only time I'll quit them is when, like, there's two tiles left, and I realize I can't do anything at that point.
Well, yeah, that's different, yeah.
But I have played every game through, letting Pat Guy just destroy me.
Now, I beat Turniphead. That's good.
Well, he's Canadian.
Yeah. So, see, actually, I do. I have, like, I have six games yet to play, and then... Only four games in the wing, so I need to start some more games with people.
I think I need to restart mine with you.
No, we have one going. It's Sator 69. Your last play was, 18 hours ago. So I so we're still going with that one.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We always end up talking about these games on the...
I beat Julian. Tex Allen beat me. I beat Big Fatty. Hantka beat me. I beat Drum Major Kevin. Trucker Alex beat me.
It was back and forth and back and forth.
It really does.
That's amazing. So now, are you doing anything special to commemorate 9/11 this coming weekend?
No, the short answer is no, I'm not. But it's always a day of reflection for me.
Oh,
it really is a day that really altered my life, and I think it affected every human being on the planet, especially Americans. But it really changed how I look at things.
Wow. Well, on Thursday night's group show, I kind of want to talk about 9/11 and how it's changed people. So you're going to have to be there to tell us what you're thinking about all that is.
Hopefully, I will not have rehearsal, and I'll be able to.
Oh, good. Very good.
I don't know what Thursday's rehearsal schedule is yet.
And speaking of Thursdays, Arthur mentioned it on his show again, that he and I will be soon going back to rotating every other Thursday for our live shows.
Cool, because it concerned me how you said you were getting burned out on it, so I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So I'm actually probably going to do this Thursday, the 9th, and if he agrees to it, he will take the 16th of September. And then I guess I'll be on the 23rd. So, but we have yet to work that out. I haven't talked to him directly. It's all been through listening to each other's podcasts. So yeah. We need to work that out.
I will gladly support you both in that endeavor.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, so listen, we've probably got to wrap this up. Do you have any other topics on your list of things you want to talk about?
I have one more topic as I go over to my bedpost, my bedside. How are you doing on the book? Have you read it yet?
I have not even started it because I'm still working on this stupid professional book.
I'm on chapter 7, which doesn't say much because some of these chapters are like 2 pages long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to.
This is a book for the ADD.
But it's a really fast read, isn't it?
So far, yeah.
So I'll be able to get through it pretty quick.
Page 22 right now, which is chapter 7. Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far, the little bit I've read. It seems kind of amusing.
Cool, very good. Well, for those people who don't know what we're talking about, we're having a book club on the book called Getting It by Alex Sanchez, and that book club podcast will be on... Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to rotate with Arthur again because I need the 30th to do the book club. So maybe he'll take the 23rd and the 9th. You know what? I better talk to him soon.
well, the 23rd is only 3 weeks away. That should give people plenty of time to read it. 3 weeks.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I already announced the 30th before.
That's true. You did.
So I have to keep it at the 30th. So I'll just have to talk to Arthur. I'll have to email him. Anyway, so you were just asking how the book was. Well, no, I'm not even reading the book yet. So, but it's a fast read, and I'm sure I'll be able to get through it pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's amusing. It's kind of frothy and a little too. I don't care about 15-year-olds so much.
Really? Is it mostly about that?
It's all about high school and how this 15-year-old wants to get laid by this pretty girl. So.
Really? It's a straight book? I thought it was gay.
No, at this moment, it's a page 22. Oh,
in the chapter you're on, okay.
But what he is, to get this, it's kind of amusing, to get this girl, he happens to be watching TV and sees Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and so he's approached the rumored gay kid at high school to help transform him so he can get this girl.
Okay, so is the main character gay or straight?
At this moment, right now, the main character is straight.
Okay.
Now, granted, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know whether him and the gay boy are going to fall in love or whether him and the gay boy are just going to have a good friendship. But at this moment, or whether, I don't know, like only page 22.
Yeah.
But at this moment right now, he is straight.
I bet he in this process, I bet he realizes he's gay.
Yeah, I thought of that too, but I actually think that would be a cop-out.
Oh.
I would much rather he remain straight, and because part of it, although it hasn't hit there yet, but according to the bio, Sal, the gay character, wants him to help create a gay-straight alliance.
Oh, that's right. Somebody told us that on one of these discussions. Oh, okay. Because that part sounds really familiar, so now it's kind of coming together for me, yeah.
So I actually hope he does remain straight, and it's just more about forming bonds between the pinks and the not pinks.
Well, I guess you'll find out when you keep reading.
I'm going to. Yeah, it's enjoyable so far.
Excellent.
I hope next month we get like a mystery or a supernatural.
Well, I'm hoping that Timothy will come back, because he's the one who suggested the... mysteries, and I actually have the links that he sent me, so I can check out one of the books and, you know, maybe suggest it. But we can talk about that, you know, in weeks to come.
Got it.
All right. Well, listen, Mr. Co-host, thank you so much for joining me. Do you have another show that you have to record tonight?
I have a rehearsal tonight.
Oh, I keep forgetting it's only 4:35 there. It's 7:35 here.
Yeah, I have rehearsal from 6 to 8 tonight as I block Act 1 for my one scene in Act 1.
Oh, okay. What's the name of the play you're doing again?
Oh, it's something trashy. William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night.
That's trashy?
I was making a joke.
Yeah, I know.
It's really cool. The director's concept is really nice, where everyone's going to be dressed in white, and the set is very white because it's a kind of a dead, desiccated world. But as Viola appears... And with her passion, she starts infusing color into everybody and the set. So I think it sounds really cool.
Oh, that's different.
We started.
Oh, you Skyped out on me.
Am I back?
Now you're back, yeah.
We start out in white costumes and not robes, Mr. Julian. And every time we re-enter the stage, like, then we'll have a colorful vest or colorful pants to where by the end of the play, we're all in bright colors, I guess. But it sounds really cool to me.
That does sound kind of cool. Very good. Well, you'll have to keep us posted on how that's going.
I'll be glad to.
Excellent. Well, sir, where can we reach you?
I'm on the Twitters and the Audio Boo, which you should listen to, at Sader69. And I can also be heard on the Real Men Wear Pink podcast, which should be releasing a little bit later this week.
Excellent. Oh, the second one?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay, very good. All right. Well, then why don't you say it with me? Until next time, bye.